Welcome to another edition of Living an Ultralife. This week, I want to kind of switch it up a little bit. I know I talk a lot about running, but this week I'm going to take it to another subject, and I'm going to talk about when the world is dark, be light. So this kind of came about the other day. I made one of those horrible mistakes and allowed myself to get bogged down in the world of social media. It started innocently enough as I was just going on to promote the latest podcast of Living an Ultralife. I just got sucked into this strange, strange world. See, I'm a reader. I love to read. So I started reading. The more I read, the more my blood started boiling. The angrier I got, reading some of the garbage opinions, the lower and lower I sank. And into the darkness I went, and the darkness seemed to overwhelm me and seep through every part of my being. That's what I want to talk to you about today, because the world is dark today. There's a lot of things going on. It just seems that we respond to everything in a way that keeps us in darkness, rather than responding in a way that keeps us on a trail that leads to great health in our lives, physically, mentally, relationship-wise. Why not pursue something that can get us into good health rather than this bad health that the darkness of responding to somebody else's opinion with another rabid opinion seems to be happening? As I walked into this darkness, it started to feel like an octopus wrapping its arms around me, dragging me into the ocean deep. And I began to feel as if I couldn't breathe, as the darkness was going to win. And I'm getting angrier and angrier, and I'm sinking further into the darkness. And suddenly, I remembered something. It's my choice to read these words or not. It's my choice to answer the hate-filled opinions on social media or not. It's my choice to live in the darkness, or it's my choice to be light. So there's this really great song by Thomas Rhett called Be a Light. I started humming this song because I decided I was going to choose light. So I'm humming the song, and next thing I know, I'm belting out the chorus, and I'm not going to do that to you because I'd hate for you all to stop listening to the podcast because I sang. But as I belted out the chorus, the darkness began to shift. And the chorus goes like this: in a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark. You were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. So as I started closing all the social media I was reading, the darkness began to fade. As I clicked X on the last link in my browser and saw it closed, suddenly, it was like my world was filled with light again. I've got 3 points about this. My 3 points are: don't let the darkness suck you in. Use words that bring light into people's lives to overcome the darkness. And my favorite, become a darkness destroyer. So this is what I want to talk to you about this week. And hopefully this makes sense to you. And we can keep on running trails together and be light in the darkness. The first thing is, don't let the darkness suck you in. There's no doubt that we're living in times that are seeing tremendous amounts of darkness. Opinions of others are going to hurtle toward us at light speed, as even reading the news today resembles opinion more than simply informing. Therefore, it's up to each individual to choose whether they're just going to enter the fray and hurl their opinions around like darts, or whether the grown-ups are going to enter the room and be a light in the world of hate and darkness. Two sources that I go to a lot when I'm just looking for wisdom. The first is a guy named Michael Hyatt. He's one of my favorite voices on leadership, and I love to read and listen to his words because they always just bring a lightness back into my heart. He's just a tremendous author and speaker, and I like him a lot. He wrote an article called How Our Words Impact Others, Harnessing the Power of the Tongue. And this speaks directly to the issue of being light to others, not sharing and spreading the darkness. A couple lines from this article, they carry so much weight that I'm not even going to try and sort them out. I'm just going to read these quotes. So one of the first ones is, as leaders, it takes discernment to know when and if to speak. The right word spoken at the right time can make all the difference for someone. The point to that is, there's two things he said there. Know when and if to speak. There's a guy named Smith Wigglesworth, and long, long ago, he said, preach the gospel every day and sometimes use words. I love that line because we're supposed to be light to people. We're supposed to be bringing light into people's lives. Well, sometimes the if to speak is the thing that we miss. We think that we've got to share our opinion. We think we've got to throw it out there continually because people value it. It may not necessarily be true unless we're bringing light into people's lives. When we bring light into people's lives, that's when it's proper to speak. The other quote that Michael Hyatt uses is, every day we are shaping reality for someone by the words that we use with them. The right word spoken at the right time can make all the difference in building people up. How will your words impact others? So notice he said, the right word spoken at the right time can make all the difference in tearing people down and making them feel like worms? No, he said in building people up. And this is what it means to be light in the darkness. Build people up. Our words should build people up. If we begin thinking more about the words we speak and write and the knowledge of when and if to speak, I believe a revolution of light would begin to spread across our lands. However, we can't wait for others to be those spreaders of light. It's up to us to begin to think about our words and the impact on others. Another source that I go to and read a lot is Entrepreneur Magazine. I know that seems weird, but I just love reading about the innovators, the people who are dreaming big dreams and going out there and attempting great things. So Entrepreneur Magazine article from October 2015 by Matt Mayberry said, your words have impact, so think before you speak. My favorite line from this article packs an incredible amount of wisdom into a very short paragraph. Mayberry said, words influence others and build relationships at work and personally. They can tear down relationships. Simply put, language holds massive, colossal power to manifest change, whether it's good or bad. So when we begin to think before we speak and write, light gets the victory. Because then we begin to use our words to bring about and manifest a positive, a good change. I kind of covered two things in there. So the use words that bring light into people's darkness, I kind of overlapped one and two in there. But if you understand what I'm looking at, don't let the darkness suck you in by just participating in it. And the second point is, you have the power to use your words to bring light into people's lives. So why not bring light into people's lives? Why not encourage people to be better versions of themselves every single day? Why not encourage people to attempt great things? Why not encourage people, hey, you want to do a 100-mile run? Let's go do it. Let's go attempt it. The more we bring light into people's lives by helping them to become better versions of themselves, the better we're going to be at being better versions ourselves also. So the last thing is my favorite thing, and this is become a darkness destroyer. I think if we're going to destroy something, let's destroy darkness. So we have the power to decide if our words are going to be light to others or whether we're just going to continue to contribute to seeing darkness spread. So choosing to spread light through your words may not make you become viral. This podcast may not become viral. But choosing to be light rather than be viral maybe just what this desperate world is really looking for. In a world that celebrates influencers, why not become an influencer for light and hope and dreams? Choosing to not enter into the fray of the war of words may not enable you to line your bank account, but it may just enable the world to stop tilting people into a darkness that swallows them up and kills their hopes and dreams. I want to encourage people to hope, to dream, to be filled with light, to be filled with joy, to go out and attempt tremendous, audacious things. When we begin to spread light, we may just begin to see that darkness has less of a hold on us. And that's one of the weird effects of choosing to be light to others instead of darkness. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst and it sparks extraordinary results. That's by a baseball player named Wade Boggs. A baseball player. I first saw that above quote in a blog article that I read. So yeah, I told you I read a lot of stuff. You're going to like this one. You're going to want to look it up. It's a blog called The Purpose Fairy. I just like the title. It just, you know, it's The Purpose Fairy. You know, I can just, you know, picture this little fairy walking around with its wand and, you know, flying through the air with its wand and, you know, spraying purpose on people. I'm going to give you purpose in life. I'm going to give you purpose on your job. I'm going to give you purpose on this trail run. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm weird. But one of the blog things on there was an article called Seven Tremendous Effects of Having a Positive Attitude. It's an article that I think, go to Purpose Fairy, look it up, save it, highlight it, spread it through the universe. One of the quotes on there is, by being a happy person, by focusing on the good rather than the bad, on the positive rather than the negative, on what we want rather than what we don't want, we are able to transform ourselves, our lives, and the lives of those around us. Look, there's no downside to being a positive voice crying out in the darkness. You're going to transform your own thinking. You're going to put your own air mask on first. Remember what they tell you in the airline when you're sitting there with the boring thing that you never pay attention to when you're flying, and they say, put your own mask on first if there's an accident. That's because you've got to be able to breathe if you want to help somebody else breathe. What that means, putting it simple and applying it to light, is if you want to be light to others, be light to yourself first. Be kind to yourself. Be encouraging to yourself. Choose words that help you see your purpose in life. Who knows? Maybe if we begin to spread light now, at the end of 2021, we'll find our world to be a much better, lighter place where we can actually go on social media and it won't become this dark, sucking vacuum. That's the challenge. Let's challenge each other to be lights in the communities we run in. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2021 as we run on this journey of being light in the darkness. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all you guys participating in Living an Ultra Life. We'll see you next week.